that, like, the voice of those that are. We are within.
I'm so excited. I'm so excited
for
to
this
be here.
Episode, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am excited.
I'm also excited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And another one.
Another one. Another one.
Another one.
We are
I think
on...
I'm too excited.
Episode number 5. It came with its challenges.
It did. But we're here.
We are here.
We're here.
And
we is here.
Yeah. It feels good.
I asked you a question.
Yeah.
I said, where is here?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
We're in Bangkok. We are in Bangkok in our loft. So beautiful.
It's so nice.
So beautiful.
We made the move.
We made the move.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we will be based in Bangkok till further notice.
TBC.
Yeah. But we're loving it here so far. Very welcoming.
So nice.
Yeah.
I'm so happy here.
Yeah.
Just chilled.
And working.
Nice. And working.
Moving is not
what we want
easy.
To. Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah, so that was the first task.
Very stressful.
Of the 53-week project that we're on. Yeah, so we got that out the way.
We did.
Yeah. But yeah, it's been quite the journey.
It has.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm really excited about this episode because I feel like it's a cheesy topic, but at the same time, it's like my favorite thing to do is like get into your mind.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like so. Like we've been together for a long time, but I think it's only now that I'm realizing that, like, we cannot think the same, like, just biologically.
Yeah, on a lot of things.
Yeah. Like, we can never be on the same page.
Yeah.
Not the same page, but, like, we genuinely think and, like, our wiring is very different.
Yeah.
Just because, like...
But it's somehow...
You're a guy. No, isn't it's a balance when it comes together. As in me and you,
but
it's like a balance.
It's somehow intertwined.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like it shouldn't go together, but it somehow
But it
goes
does.
Together.
Yeah. Because we're so different, right?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm excited about today's topic.
Yeah.
Because I get to ask you, like, just things I wanted to know. Like, from a guy.
You know?
And I think, I think it'll be very interesting. So, I did come prepared this time.
Okay, let's hear this.
Should we fire away? I'm excited because you haven't seen these questions. So, it's going to be like...
Very authentic.
Very...
Yeah.
Okay, the first question. The first question is... What's the best and worst thing about being a guy?
The best.
Yes.
Worst thing.
And worst thing, yeah, about being a guy.
I think the... About being a guy. I think just...
Maybe start with the best.
The best? I'll say just like you honestly have some form of like natural advantage. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. And... It's not only on, like, the other sex. So, it's not only on, like, females. But, like, I think, like, we are basically made in a way that every man can create their own little kingdom. Like, their own little reality. Yeah. And then I think the worst comes from that when guys get, like, threatened.
Oh, like the pressures of it all.
Yeah. Because it's like the pressure is beautiful as well. At the same time, it's like if someone says they depend on you, it's like it's big. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like that's a lot of trust, especially if you look at the caliber of people that depend on you as well. Like, So the bigger the responsibility, the bigger the shoulders, and we want them shoulders big, boy.
So it's like, okay, that's a very interesting question. Answer.
Is
I don't even have a like a That's what I'm saying. It's so different because I feel like as a chick, like the pressures are not the same. Well, I can also only speak on my experience, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like
but same here, right?
Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, man, like I don't feel pressure.
Yeah.
Like as a girl, like you can just want things, you know, and then if you're blessed enough and, you know, or lucky enough to get a guy who also, then he can just.
In the middle of nowhere. Just let the devil play around.
No, that's not where I was going with
what
this.
Did you say?
I'm saying, as a girl, you can wish for things. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And you can be a girl that gets put into a situation where you end up with a guy that can just give you those things. Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
Like, as a girl, you want a big house.
Oh, I
you
get
want
you.
All of this.
I
Do you get what
you.
I'm I saying? So, when you're with someone, yeah. When you're with someone, then it's like, I can sort of, in a way, depend on you to make sure that we get that mansion.
Yeah.
Or get the things that
like pull strings.
Yeah.
Type of shit.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
I guess.
Yeah. I hope that doesn't sound very. It sounds very.
Very what?
I don't know. I just feel like sometimes, like as women, like, okay, me again, I'm speaking from experience. Like, I do want, like, the soft life. This thing of working and.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I hate that for you.
Well, we're not working now.
Yeah, but
that, as in it's different now. Yeah. Do you get what I'm saying? But it's like we've also had to.
I'm sorry.
We also had to adjust to life because life is lifing at the same time. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that we can't end up getting to that place. Do you get what I'm saying?
That's where we come into like. Nah, but we are drifting away from the topic.
Yeah. Let's get back to it. Okay. So
I had to stop that one. I'm so proud of myself.
Okay.
Let's go.
Okay, so the next question I have for you is, should a guy pay on the first date?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Standard procedure.
Yeah, it feels weird.
Like,
yeah, it feels weird. It feels flippin' weird. It feels weird. It really does, doesn't it?
I don't know, right?
Yeah, it feels weird. Oh, sorry, I meant to say wouldn't it?
I can imagine, yeah.
You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's like, ah, why am I reaching in my pocket?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's not even about the amount, it's just the principle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then after that, it's like, I suppose it's whatever. Systems.
Like, obviously, your relationship becomes whatever it is, but like, initially, you can set that tone.
There's just a lot of things, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's just that. Again, it goes back to that thing with, like, just that. Like, the best thing as well is, like, there's that certain, like, responsibility that you sort of, like, carry as a cheater. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, ah, come on, bro. You're taking your time. I know at the end of the day, I'm the candidate and you're the one that has the final say. You know what I'm saying? It's just things like that. And, yeah, I think it's just that. You know what I'm saying?
You.
Yeah, it's just as simple as that. And it's like, yeah, there's a lot of things, but I think it all boils down to that. Like, are you worthy of Ndanga going? But whatever. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay,
I get you. But it all boils down to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next question is, what do you notice first about a girl?
First?
The first thing you notice.
God damn.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Very.
Dig deep.
I mean, it depends. You know, like, I can say clothes, but it cannot be clothes. I think it depends on a lot of things. If you get what I'm saying. It depends
on the setting. Basically, her appearance.
Appearance, definitely.
Like,
yeah.
Is she pretty? Is she put together? Is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
I won't lie, man. Appearance, man. You know what I'm saying? Like it's
like you were scared to say.
Yeah. Appearance is okay. Yeah.
It's everything.
It's close enough. Yeah.
So you believe in like pretty privilege?
Hard.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hard. I wouldn't be here.
I'm done with you, actually. I'm done with you.
Straight up, though. It's just that. You know what I'm saying?
Interesting.
It's like, yeah.
Interesting.
It's a real thing. It's a very... You see it in kids, bro.
You do, right?
Yeah.
That's true.
Like, it's insane.
Yeah. Nah,
cousin's lady. You see it. You know?
Fair enough.
These ones get treated differently.
Yeah,
but it's a real thing. Now that compounds, right?
Yeah,
into life in the bigger scheme of things. So yeah. Of course it's privilege. You know what I'm saying? Which you wouldn't have if you weren't pretty.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Intense.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I like this question. What's something you'd like women to know or realize about men?
About men?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's a deep one.
It is, right?
And it's like, jeez, I feel like women think they all want the same thing, but they all want different things. That's why it's tough.
You think women, say that again?
Think they all want the same thing, but they all want different things.
Oh, I see.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. Like, yeah, our females are very complex.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful thing, you know? Yeah. So it's like, I think it's just that it comes when you, what's this? The feminine energy is that the creativity and that, whereas with the masculine one, it's more rigid. So guys are easier to read, to box. But with females, it's so tough, though. And that's why, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's why also in this free society, it allows so much for choices.
Mm.
That now it's like, yo, there aren't really as many fish in the sea. Type of thing. There aren't just any like that type of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah. So
interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
I hope I answered the question.
I think you somehow did. There's an answer in there.
I'm glad you picked that up.
As in, yeah. Man, I'm not sure, but I know it was there.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. Are you liking these questions so far?
I'm loving them.
That's great. Did you think I'd go this way? You thought I'd be very typical.
Yeah, that should be typical.
But I do want to throw in the typical because, I do want to know. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
As long as you want to know.
This one is, what are the main signs that a guy likes you, as a girl?
Yeah.
Because go on. I'll just leave that question there.
I think time, bro.
Okay.
If a guy is willing to give you their time.
Okay.
Yeah. A guy doesn't negotiate with their time.
Okay.
They don't. That's why they're easy to judge based on how are they looking to spend their time. Are they spending their time with their friends?
Mm-hmm.
Are they spending their time with their family? Mm-hmm. Are they spending their time building their business? Are they spending those where he spends his time?
Mm.
That's what he really cares about, consciously or subconsciously. So if he doesn't spend time with you, he doesn't want to be with you, fam. It's already there. Yeah, you won't have to chase him. Yeah.
Hectic, man.
Hectic?
What? No, as in I felt that question.
Oh, is it?
I felt your answer too.
Oh.
because we do spend time together.
It's time, dog.
Yeah, it's deep, but it's very deep. You're quite a deep guy.
Am I? That's insane.
What do you mean? I like that answer.
Okay. That's insane.
It's so funny. This question is basically based on a previous question. Like, do you care about what clothes a girl wears?
Do I care?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know I can.
I know, but like, okay, let me actually rephrase this question too. What do you think you... No, it's fine. You care.
No, you know I care.
Okay, I do know. We can continue. So this one, do guys ever feel insecure?
Hard.
Yeah.
Hard. I think right now, with this technology shit, hard. It's exposing a lot of guys. You look at the hate, you look at the comment section of just, like, not even directed towards, like, us or anything. Just, like, towards, like, celebs and sports stars and shit. Like,
yeah.
And this is across different forms of sports as well.
Yeah.
Basketball.
And levels as well, right?
Yeah. So rugby. So it's like, that's what it's exposing now. It's really exposing. And then, you look at it and you're like, I mean, people were backstabbing each other long ago as well.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of... Nelson Mandela, fam. He was a threat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At the end of the day, there's a man that's insecure about another man's freedom. So he needs to lock them away.
Yeah.
So yes, definitely. It's always been there. I just think right now, social media is making it way more obvious than before. Yeah.
Interesting, man. That's zip. Zip, zip, zip. Huh?
You're
coming through.
Am I coming through?
No, like I'm getting in your mind. Like we don't.
That's what you wanted.
That is what I wanted. We're out here.
Welcoming you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this question. Okay, let me just do it, man.
Yeah.
Do guys view girls differently if they doss with them on their first date?
Yeah.
So girls should hold out is the consensus.
Bro, I shouldn't even be telling you this.
People don't know you.
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
I know.
I feel like that's how obvious it is. Like,
it's not that obvious, mate.
No, it really is.
If people are like, okay.
Yo, I get this. People, people let it out there. Yo, try again with another guy. You've spoiled those chances. It's done now. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not gonna see you the same. That's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? Unless if you've got the patience to let time convince them otherwise while you're still around.
Other
than that, you could be waiting a lifetime now. You know what I'm saying? No, like for real. So just don't do it. I'm not judging or anything, but just don't do it. Like, you're spoiling the fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's nice to win 1-0. Not 10-0 type of thing.
Make it a bit difficult,
man.
Yeah. Like a little bit of work.
Yeah, man, work for it, man. It says a lot about you as a person as well. Man.
I get you.
You know what I'm saying? And this goes for cheetahs as well.
You know what
I'm saying? It's not just girls. You know what I'm saying? But gents as well. Like, come on, though. You're unzipping your pants for someone you don't even know. Come on, B. You know what I'm saying? So... what line are you
That's
from?
So interesting.
You know what I'm saying? No, like for real, dog. Because you know what I'm saying?
If you're not protecting
a line, then you're just extending it everywhere. So it's like, B.
I get you.
Yeah.
Interesting. Hey, that's interesting. Very interesting.
How many questions are those?
It's been 12 questions already.
12?
I know.
That's insane.
That is insane.
That's an episode. That's insane. I had fun with that. I enjoyed that.
Bro, that was like 20 minutes. What do you mean?
Yeah, how long do you want it to be, fam? You said it was 12 questions?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Maybe you want to break down. Maybe. Like, okay, from what did you learn from getting in my head?
Obviously, learned what you.
A question.
I know.
Therefore, give me a response.
Relax. I get it. I don't know. I feel like I wouldn't say I learned a lot, but like, because we also know each other very well. So I know you. So the answers to your questions made sense to who you are. So.
Ah, I get you. Yeah. You're not shocked.
I'm not shocked. But yeah.
Did you learn anything new though?
Not really.
Not really. Right?
We've spoken.
Yeah. You, like,
I know you.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, in a way. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I can't say I learned anything new.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think maybe someone did, or you just maybe reminded people. I'm not saying.
Yeah, I think like people need to understand like how powerful they are. And this is like,
so you can't just be giving your energy to everybody. You can't give your energy to everybody.
Yeah, you need to understand that we're the only conscious animal on earth, bro. Like, we're not powerful though.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So you can't, like, we really create life consciously, so we need to act in accordance with the responsibility of having such a power.
I like that.
Yeah,
I do.
So
you
know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. No,
of course.
Yeah,
yeah, but obviously
I am far from it, but not on the first night out, man.
You're the worst. You're the actual worst. You're the actual worst.
Yeah.
So, and I hate, I mean, yeah.
If you don't care, by all means.
Yeah, there's also that part. But if you care, then
how they look at you, then you care.
Yeah.
So if you don't care and you're just having fun, I suppose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if you're going to come back and be like, hey, do you think they think,
it's done.
It's done. It's done. You shouldn't have.
Interesting.
You know you shouldn't have. That's why you're questioning it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. I wanted. You see, like, this episode is very much like a girl. Like, we like to ask questions.
Oh, I get you.
At least that's me.
Hard time.
So I was going to ask you, not right now, but I was going to ask you, like, do guys ever think, what is that girl thinking?
Nah.
Or like, what, like, how different would these questions be if it was the other way around? Do you think they'd be vastly different, or do you think?
I think, here's my thing. I think you need to understand that majority of our guys are not the, how do I put it? Like there's more women of quality than there are men of quality, just because of the dynamics of that. There's more women on earth than men. Do you get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, meaning that, like, the voice of those that are. I can see that you lost. Yeah, I don't know why I also took that angle. I just think that in all honesty, I just think if I'm imagining like getting a survey from guys and it's randomly, I think the questions would be pretty stupid. But I'm willing to go maybe find over the internet and then maybe I'll
guys will ask stupid questions.
Yeah,
guys, I get you.
Dude, like, stop embarrassing me.
So guys don't really want to know everything I just asked you, basically.
Nah, they're numb to a lot of things, honestly.
Yeah. Why is that though?
I think it's just emotional intelligence.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's just that. Yeah. I think it's just
like women have.
Yeah, women feel more. They
understand
they
process, our emotions more.
Yeah. They process how they feel a lot better than men do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. And
that allows for reasoning and and such thoughts upon the next person, which would be a guy.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Guys just know how to get things done. So when they do want it, they get it done. That's the thing.
Yeah.
There isn't much, like, much thought that goes into it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We just basically very lucky to be with people that we really love as well.
Mm-hmm.
As cheetahs that are with people that they love. Mm-hmm. But are these cheetahs that just go in and it's like, this is practical.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, nah, this is practical. I've had my fair share of fun, but I need to have ladies now. I need to get a young team. This is the image we're going for, and we're dollaring it. And that's that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, but it's not that they don't want the, but it's like, nah, this is, it's just how it is. Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Tishy, but I thoroughly enjoyed this conversation.
You did? I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
To hear what it is happening out there.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, it was not a bad interview, right? I feel like I could have done more. I could have been way more probing.
You could have, but
but I also wanted to give you a chance to, you know, really answer your questions without interrupting you.
I really enjoyed that.
Did
That's you? So weird.
You enjoyed really being did. Interviewed?
Yeah, I did. I did. Thank you for giving me a voice.
You're welcome. Yeah. I'm glad you got to, you know,
to chat.
To chat your chat, since, you know, these are your also.
I think you handled my opinions in a impeccable manner.
You think so?
Yeah, I suppose.
Thanks.
I would think that people would be offended with some of my responses.
But that's why we do this, right?
Yeah, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, it's like you can't be offended. I want to know what's going on in your head.
But I also understand and I accept that and I love them as well.
Tishefu. So I think
that's it.
That's it, my friends. And another one.
We did all five. This is
we
a
did.
Lot.
Well done.
Well done. We are in the top 1%. And we'll tell you more about it in the next episode.
Thank you so much.
Comment, like, and subscribe.
Please subscribe.
Listen to us on Spotify in your cars and stuff or while you're working out.
And 5-star rating.
And give us a young 5-star rating there. Say something nice, if you may.
Let us know what you thought about
that
episode in the comment below.
Yeah.
And if there's more questions that I didn't touch on that you really want to know, maybe we'll have a part 2.
All right, let's do that. I think that would be really nice. So please send through your questions.
Yeah.
And gents. If you guys may send.
You're like,
But yeah, let's give it a shot. Yeah, it was fun. I really enjoyed that. Hey, do you guys go on like Twitch or Kick, like any live stream things?
Yeah.
If you do, please just say which platform you stream on or you watch your streams. We're considering that thing.
So you can see our BTS.
Yeah.
Because they're really fun, actually.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
And also see like a live episode.
Oh, that's scary.
Bam. I know.
Yeah.
But yeah, we turn around with ideas.
Yes.
We'll check you guys. This is your channel also. Bye for now.
That's a good one. It was short, but good. Because then we soldiered through what we had to soldier through, so I'm really happy about that.
I can't wait.
You know these ones, you must still chat to the very end. Can put them as long.
Yeah.
This is how it feels to be behind the microphone. Hey, yo, Sean.
We have an episode.
We do. It was tricky there. It was a bit shaky, shaky. I'm glad you enjoyed it. High five. High five, mate. It's always a good one. And it's a rip.
4, 3, 2, 1. Stop.